these weather changes. It's free in the App Store with hourly forecasts, 10-day forecasts, access to all my videos and blogs, and more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Police are looking for Radarius Watkins, age 18. He's wanted for first-degree assault and discharging a firearm into an occupied vehicle. The assault happened Sunday in the 100 block of Bitford Way. Anyone with info on Watkins' whereabouts, call Crime Stoppers, 215-STOP. Harrison Road Liberty Station on Sunday, a man pulled into the parking lot and tried to sell the clerk some items. When she refused, for some reason, the guy got belligerent, tried to run her down with his car, then threatened her, saying he would kill her and her family. Police were called. They were looking for a man described as a tall white male driving a gray Sonata. And Montgomery police were called to Eastdale Mall over the weekend. A domestic dispute got out of hand in the parking lot. A gun was pulled and fired. Montgomery police investigated the incident. That is a look at your headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Judd.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Wendy's Double Stack is back in the 4 for $4 with a quarter pound of fresh, never frozen beef, which means you can get the Double Stack, the Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, or the Crispy Chicken BLT, along with 4 nuggets, small fries, and a small drink, all for just $4. And it's only around for a limited time, so you better hurry and get to Wendy's today. That's a deal so good, it can't be beat. No, I said beat, not beep.
Sorry, man.
Not valid in Alaska and Hawaii. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Canada.
Now that the holiday countdown has begun, count on CVS Pharmacy for all those last-minute little things you'll need to make the season feel special. You can find all of your holiday favorites in one place, like festive light sets, seasonal candles, and garland for the Christmas tree, all 25% off. And M&M's and Hershey's Kisses to fill the candy dish for your guests, now 2 for $6. So hurry into your neighborhood CVS Pharmacy and save big on all the little things you need this holiday. Restrictions apply. See circular for details.
Did you know that you can save hundreds of dollars by switching your auto insurance to Liberty Mutual Insurance? Think about what you can do with that extra money. I know what I would do. I would make some travel plans and visit family back home because there's nothing like being home for the holidays. And I'll show up with a big old bag of gifts, too. What would you do with your extra cash if you saved hundreds by switching to Liberty Mutual? This message brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Savings vary. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care. Oh, thank goodness Boot Barn was there with holiday specials you'll want to share. Dan Post boots, what a beautiful pair. Up to $50 off Dan Post and savings on outerwear. These specials have been packaged with care. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. With love, Boot Barn.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So, if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
At Tire City and Automotive Service, we give you more miles for your money. How? With a nationwide 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty and ASE-certified master technicians with over 60 years of combined experience, including an ASE-certified master diesel technician. Now, get a lifetime brake service starting at $229 plus tax. It's prompt, precise, and proficiently performed with cutting-edge technology. Compare that to a standard brake job performed by traditional equipment and no lifetime warranty. Visit TireCityAL.com for instant tire pricing, as well as tire manufacturer coupons for Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, BF Goodrich, and others that can save you up to $100 on a set of four passenger or light truck tires with a mail-in rebate. Visit one of our two locations, Atlanta Highway or the Southern Bypass, a half mile east of Baptist Hospital in Alpha. See what our satisfied customers are saying online. They're getting more miles for their money. Shouldn't you?
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
He's finished in the top four in Heisman voting twice before, but third time is the charm for Baker Mayfield, the Oklahoma quarterback beating out Stanford running back Bryce Love and Louisville QB Lamar Jackson for this year's Heisman Trophy.
California Governor Jerry Brown toured some of the damaged neighborhoods in Ventura County, saying winter wildfires are the new normal.
It's just more intense, more widespread, and we're about ready to have firefighting at Christmas.
The president recording a robocall for Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore one day before a special election against Democrat Doug Jones.
The U.S.-led coalition issuing a congratulations to the Iraqi government as the last ISIS forces have been kicked out of the country.
Immigrants from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras have been arriving in the U.S. at a higher rate than from any other country since the Great Recession.
Booted from a flight to Switzerland, a woman who police say got aggressive after being denied champagne. The flight between Moscow and Zurich made an unscheduled stop in Germany.
In northern France, a ferry that ran aground is back afloat.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on the Monday. Starting your week out, right? 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. Yes, $50 a gift card. A couple of other reminders. This is probably the week you're going to buy your Christmas tree, and I want you to go to Rogers Christmas Tree Farm. But you can go to my website, danmorrisshow.com, and you can buy a gift certificate towards your tree. It supports the show. Excuse me. And they're great. They're great trees, guys. I mean, it's Rogers Christmas Tree Farm on Vaughn Road, right at the entrance of St. James, and you'll really like it. It's an incredibly high-quality tree. They can even deliver it for you if you would like and set it up if you have one of those wild stands like I do. Also, for the Evangel Church fruit sale to support their mission work, you can go to danmorrisshow.com and you can order your food, and then all you have to do is drive by and pick it up. You can pay for it online and help those fine people out at Evangel Church. And the fruit is great. Matter of fact, I made some adult beverages with some of that fruit, and it was absolutely delicious. Let's see which way we ought to go. Major Garrett's going to weigh in on the Alabama race. And Major Garrett kind of got in a lot of different pieces here. Let's start. Did I mislabel that? I did. Let's listen to Major Garrett on the Alabama race.
So what's behind the president's calculus here?
He needs a win. He wants to give a boost to tax reform. We'll get to this in a minute, but those negotiations have gotten subtly wobbly, and a victory in Alabama might give that some impetus, and the president needs that. Also, he wants to keep the Trump mystique alive. Whatever that mystique is, however you value in American politics, he's taken a risk on Roy Moore. He's got a hunch that Roy Moore is going to win, and he doesn't like to lose. He lost in the primary. He doesn't want two straight losses in a big Trump state like Alabama, and he wants to defy his daughter. Defy the other state Republicans
and out.
Well, Ivanka, yeah, remember, she gave comments that could be interpreted as hostile to Roy Moore's campaign, and be out there, and if Roy Moore wins, say, you're with me, I'm with you, and I need your vote in the Senate.
That's right. She said a special circle in hell.
Yes. Not directly mentioning Roy Moore, right, but it's in that atmosphere.
Sitting right next to him.
So Major Garrett was doing a kind of unusual in-studio appearance. And also, did you notice that was John Dickerson's voice?
Yes.
Who is replacing Charlie Rose.
Well, that makes sense.
But I don't know if it's a permanent, but they realized that they needed to have a man on the set. And so they went to John Dickerson. And he actually would be a pretty good person. He's very even-keeled. he's not, he doesn't rattle and things like that. He's very methodical. So let's listen to Major Garrett. Let's do the Major Garrett. And this is with another political guy from CBS. This is a different story, but same people.
What's the key to victory, do you think? What does it all boil down to in terms of the voters who turn out or don't turn out?
That the calculus we just saw multiplies across not just Republican voters, nominal Republican voters, and the Doug Jones folks simply don't turn out because they don't have the muscle memory to do so in Alabama, a problem for Democratic Party in general throughout that region.
Or there might just not be the numbers for Doug Jones voters either. That's the big problem, is the Democrats are sort of atrophied in Alabama in terms of numbers. And so unless he gets some crossover Republicans to come over and vote for him, it's hard to see how Doug Jones...
And it illustrates why politics has to be a constant conversation. Even if you're not winning, you have to keep the conversation going. And to a certain degree, at the national level, Democrats have receded from that conversation in a lot of important parts of America. So when an opportunity presents itself, are you able to exploit that opportunity? We'll find out.
However, the other Republican Senator, Richard Shelby. Who's been around forever and was once a Democrat.
Once a Democrat, switched parties, yes.
Said yesterday he could not vote for his fellow Republican,
and did not.
Roy Moore.
We can do better. Yeah. Went on television to say that.
Does that mean that there could be a group of Republicans who either don't vote or don't vote for Roy Moore?
Absolutely. And Richard Shelby went on television. He didn't do that in passing. Someone didn't catch him at a bus stop or something.
Yeah.
Or at the Denny's.
No one
or
forced
something.
Him. That
no,
was
he was on television.
Yeah.
Hello, Alabama.
Yeah.
I'm not satisfied. Perhaps you shouldn't be either, and I'm giving you sanction to the degree I can as your senior senator not to vote for Roy Moore.
It's going to be interesting to watch what Republicans show up to vote tomorrow, first of all. Secondly, how many Republicans decide to go the way of Richard Shelby, or how many are going to listen to Donald Trump, who's out there touting Roy Moore? And Roy Moore wants this to be about Donald Trump, because right now, Donald Trump is more popular in Alabama than Roy Moore.
Now, they said several important things there. One is going to be who turns out. And so I'm going to drive the polls tomorrow before I come in for the show and see what's happening at Beulah Baptist Church, what's happening at Lily Baptist Church, what's happening at Huntington, and who are the people that are voting in Huntington? Are they people who are normally Republican and they're going to vote for Doug Jones, or is it people that are Republican who are going to vote Republican? I'm hearing that a lot more when I talk to people. I'm voting Republican.
Well, and it actually seems like the write-in campaigns, Busby's gotten a lot of buzz. I don't know how much Ron Bishop will get. But these write-ins will probably end up helping Roy Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Because instead of getting a full-on, okay, you're losing a vote for Roy Moore, but it's not going to Doug Jones. It's
right.
Going to a third person. I think this helps. And I think staying home can help, again, more than a vote for Doug Jones.
Yeah, how busy Beulah and Lily Baptist Churches are is going to be really important. Those will be in the one up down from me at McGee Estates that feeds into the Woodley Road area. Those I will be most interested in seeing, and I'll be driving the polls so I can report back to you guys and seeing what I see. And then also getting our numbers. We should be able to look and see what is the lift of the numbers in the Mueller Church, Methodist Church in Elmore County, for example, or the Civic Center? What are the numbers that are there? And when you go to vote and you look at the number, look on the pad that you sign, which is the general election pad, and give me a number. But also, if you see the interesting, well, no, Elmore County didn't do it, but my voting place does, to see how many Democrats are going to sign up, because there's a Democrat primary happening at the exact same time. So a Republican can walk into the voting place and get a ballot for the U.S. Senate race and then say, I want to vote in the Democrat primary.
Mm.
And they can do that, because they can cross. And you can, as long as you don't have another primary for a Republican in between now, well, even if you did, but that may mess some things up for the for that race. I would think that John Knight would take that thing hands down, but not quite sure.
Now, we both think Roy Moore's going to win tomorrow, but it's not necessarily impossible for Jones to win.
Now, there's a poll that Fox News came out with. Fox came out that has Jones 10 points ahead.
Hmm.
But they also had one that was 10 points ahead 3 weeks ago. The ones that they did during the primary and the runoff, they were way off on. And they haven't really ever gotten it right. So the polling group that they're using, I think, is kind of messing up. Let's go back to Major Garrett. He's going to continue on the Alabama race, but also the tax plan.
Mitch McConnell has a very different position. The Senate leader has a different position than the president. What does he want?
Well, let's just say there's a huge if around this election result. I don't know how much we can put into the polls. I think the turnout modeling in every post-Trump election is going to be brand new, and we don't know what's going to happen. But if Roy Moore wins, just to be cynical for a minute, if it's a big win, he's safer. If it's a very narrow win, he's much more in jeopardy. If he wins, he faces an immediate ethics investigation. That's not my words. That's Mitch McConnell's words.
And Senator Thune here on the show last week.
Stigma and isolation. Mm-hmm. All those things are very tough things to begin a Senate career with. But he's a vote on the Republican side. He's a pro-Trump vote. And Mitch McConnell will be wary of going up against the Trump White House if Moore wins, because he will have the most important political defender in America, the president.
It'll be interesting to see what they do, Major, because they keep saying all along, let the people of Alabama decide. Let's talk about the tax bill. Is this the bill that President Trump says he wants to have it done by Christmas? A, do you think he can do that? And is this the bill that he promised while he was on the campaign trail?
It's not exactly the bill he promised on the campaign trail. And the most important aspect of this conversation right now, Gail, is if you'd asked Republicans in the White House last week, they would have said 95% certainty we're going to get this done. I'm told now those projections are about 65%. Why? The House and Senate negotiators, Republicans all, are digging in their heels for their own bills. And they don't know what the compromise looks like, and they don't know where the votes are. This week coming ahead is vital to this issue, the ability of Republicans to govern, and what remains of the Trump agenda.
If that tax bill doesn't kind of go as advertised, there's going to be some problems. Now, if they can improve it, that's one thing. Everything I've seen of it, they're doing the, you know, the one compromise they've come up with is a combined $10,000 in property tax and or charitable contributions, but a combined $10,000, which will take in a whole bunch of people out there, won't help the super rich as much,
but it'll help them. Have you seen a flaw in their plan based on the super rich? That they're trying to do this idea that, okay, if you're super rich, you don't get these deductions.
Right.
And what's happening is, like, say, a family of four, and anytime they make over $675,000, they have an effective tax rate of any dollar after that of like 105%.
They talk about that. Scalise talks about that, and he said that was in the Senate plan, but that's not going to be in the House plan. They have seen the flaws of that.
Well, to me, that's a big testament to why you can't, I think, relying on deductions and all these little carve-outs to get you effective marginal rates. Just make it simple, very low marginal rates with no deductions, but they're not listening to me.
Well, there was a great piece that Ameriprise AmexNet did that said that what happened is they were trying to change behaviors. They're trying to get you to go out and buy, you know, the hybrid cars, for example. Yeah. So they rewarded you for that. They were trying to get you to go out and buy houses to stimulate the economy. So that's why you had the mortgage interest deduction and the charitable deduction and things like that. Oh, wow.
Oh, my.
Gifts. Jay bearing gifts. I like that. Let's do this. Let me go to a break. Dan Marr Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Please, won't you stay?
The Dan Morris Show.
My life, I prayed for someone like you. Oh, yeah.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
When you have a foundation problem, you want two things. You want it fixed, and you don't want to spend one dime more than you have to. Whether it's for your home or business, Parrott Structural Services can handle the job. Integrity, experience, and value is what Parrott Structural Services is all about. Call 334-517-0389 and have Parrott Structural Services drop by for an estimate today. With 37 years in the business, you're in good hands with Parrott Structural Services. 334-517-0389. That's 334-517-0389 or online at parrottss.com.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Don't be a humbug. Get into the Christmas spirit with A Christmas Carol at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival. A cast of more than 30 actors bring Scrooge's magical journey to vivid life in this spectacular production. Don't miss the River Region's favorite holiday tradition. Experience all the joy and goodwill of the Christmas season with A Christmas Carol, now through Christmas Eve. For ticket information, visit asf.net.
If I could write a letter to Santa, I'd ask for more money for the holidays. I always come up short, especially since I'm stuck with a high-interest auto loan. But this year, ASE Credit Union is offering a no-pay-for-90-days refinance offer. Talk about the gift that keeps on giving. With my new low rate from ASE, I'll save thousands of dollars over the life of my auto loan. And because I don't have to start payments until after the holidays, I'll get to keep some jingle in my pocket. It will truly be a happy new year. ASE Credit Union, your favorite holiday helper. Equal opportunity lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
That's where we are.
I did everything that a guy could do. Yeah, I couldn't do more than that.
Court has stopped the...
I thought things would never change.
Is basically forcing DOD to accept transgender applicants to the military beginning in January. Let's go to the phones and go to Cooper. Cooper, welcome aboard the Dan Mars Show.
Hey, Dan. How are you doing?
I'm doing extremely well. How did you weather the snow?
I didn't get out of the house.
I bet, because I understood it really snowed up in your area.
Well, I was in Montgomery.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think they got a little more up the lake. No, I didn't even. There was too much even in Montgomery for me to get out.
There you go.
I may have missed it if you were discussing it earlier, but is it true or do you know one version of the tax bill alimony is not deductible and one version it is, or do you know?
I do not know. I have not heard that.
Well, that's what I saw, and I certainly hope it's wrong. It said basically, you know, whoever's paying the alimony, they've got to also pay the tax on it.
That will be different.
Yeah.
That would literally affect millions upon millions upon millions of people.
Yeah. And that along with the, and I still haven't heard them doing anything about putting the personal exemption back in since that was out of both of them. So I don't guess there's much chance on it. As I only hope, I hope I'm wrong about the alimony thing, or either I hope they get it put back into the final version.
Yeah.
And I guess my only hope is that they lower our bracket enough, but I don't really see that. So.
Well, what happened, the personal exemption, the people who get hurt the worst are a large family. Because you're not, you know, I have a client.
Yeah, they get hurt worse. But, I mean, anyone who had itemized deductions of over $24,000, moving it up to $24,000 is nothing to them. Doesn't mean anything because they were already above it.
We're talking two different things. You said personal exemption, right?
Yeah. No, what I was going to say is they keep saying, well, we took away the personal exemption, but we upped your standard deduction. Well, big deal. If someone already had over $24,000 in itemized deductions, upping that doesn't help it, and they're losing the $8,000 per couple on the itemized on the personal exemption.
Yeah, I've got that. But
I'm just writing that off. And the only hope that I have is my bracket might come down enough to maybe just kind of stay in the same neighborhood, but it's definitely not a tax cut.
Yeah, your bracket should go down. The problem where it starts going up or it starts having a negative effect is at about the $125,000, $130,000 level.
Taxable? Well, okay. One quick thing to Senator Shelby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's no matter what happens, he's going to be able to say, well, I did the honorable thing. You know, it doesn't matter if Trump gets impeached or no immigration gets done or the tax cut doesn't make it out. I did the honorable thing.
Yeah, I think that's what he's trying to do. I think he is looking at this and saying, this is my last 6 years in office, and I'm doing this because exactly it's the noble, it's the Richard Shelby way of doing things.
Exactly. You know, you never hear from him except election time. Now, I'll say he votes the way we like for him to. But,
yeah, he's one of the most conservative senators in the U.S. Senate.
Yeah, and I'm sure he brings the bacon back to Alabama.
Oh, but yeah.
Enjoying the show.
Thanks, Cooper. Stay warm. 272-9228. We're going to go to a quick break. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
I had a lover.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Who do you want picking our next Supreme Court justice? Liberal Democrat Doug Jones? Jones backs abortion up to the moment of birth, so-called transgender rights and open borders. Or Republican Roy Moore, a proven conservative? Moore will support Trump's conservative judges. Liberal Democrat Doug Jones won't. The court, the future, it's up to you. Don't let the liberals win. Don't let them win. Roy Moore, Republican Senate.
The Alabama Republican Party is responsible for the contents of this ad, which is not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. ALGOP.org.
Brubaker Motors. What's new at Brubaker? It's our end-of-the-year sale. All remaining 2017 models must go. Come see us or go online at Brubaker.com for our specials. The all-new Kia Stinger GT sedan with 360 horsepower. Available soon. Kia, for the second year in a row, is number one in J.D. Power initial quality, edging out Porsche for the second year. See our other models, all value-priced, ready to sell. Our Prattville and Montgomery Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and Fiat locations. Great deals this month on our huge selection of Ram trucks, especially during hunting season. Throw all the kids into the back of the Pacifica, a new type of people mover, and the always popular, great to drive, anywhere, Jeep Grand Cherokee, the leader in SUVs for decades. Infiniti, sporty luxury, the all-new QX30 compact SUV crossover, or the carry-everything-in-style QX80, big enough to carry all your stuff, but nimble as a cat. Hundreds to choose from. And don't forget our award-winning service departments. All locations have express oil change, all value-priced and convenient. Only at Brubaker Motors.
Celebrate the holidays with a special gift from Cronier's Fine Jewelry. What woman wouldn't love a pair of stunning and elegant diamond earrings from Cronier's? Honor the special person in your life. Cronier's Fine Jewelry, when you believe in forever. Celebrate the holidays with a special gift from Cronier's Fine Jewelry. Stunning diamond bracelets are available in breathtaking designs at Cronier's Fine Jewelry. Honor the special person in your life. Cronier's Fine Jewelry, when you believe in forever.
At Tire City and Automotive Service, we give you more miles for your money. How? With a nationwide 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty and ASE-certified master technicians with over 60 years of combined experience, including an ASE-certified master diesel technician. Now, get a lifetime brake service starting at $229 plus tax. It's prompt, precise, and proficiently performed with cutting-edge technology. Compare that to a standard brake job performed by traditional equipment and no lifetime warranty. Visit TireCityAL.com for instant tire pricing, as well as tire manufacturer coupons for Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, BF Goodrich, and others that can save you up to $100 on a set of four passenger or light truck tires with a mail-in rebate. Visit one of our two locations, Atlanta Highway or the Southern Bypass, a half mile east of Baptist Hospital in Alpha. See what our satisfied customers are saying online. They're getting more miles for their money. Shouldn't you?
Hi, this is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. For 12 years, we've called Montgomery home. And one thing that we've learned is that local business drives the local economy. It's the lifeblood of our community. So when you're thinking about a purchase, think local first.
Hi, this is David Harrell with the Southern Land Brokers. If you're looking for property in Alabama, Georgia, look to us, the company that puts integrity first. We have listings throughout the South. We're proud to be a local business, and we care about our community.
It's our community. Buy local, think local. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. It appears a bomb went off too early in an attempted terrorist attack in New York City in an underground walkway between the main bus station and Times Square.
A pipe bomb, in essence, strapped to his body with Velcro and zip ties. The suspect, identified as Akayed Ullah, 27 years old, from Brooklyn, possibly originating in Bangladesh. Authorities say that he was the only one to suffer serious injuries. Three other people were hurt, but not seriously, described as headaches and ringing in their ears. Obviously, could have been much worse.
Fox's Rick Leventhal. The special elections tomorrow in Alabama, Doug Jones and Roy Moore competing for Attorney General Jeff Sessions' old Senate seat.
While a new Fox poll out this morning suggests Jones, the Democrat, leads by 10, another poll from Emerson College says Republican Moore has a 9-point advantage.
Fox's Eben Brown. President Trump recorded an automated phone call asking people to vote for Roy Moore. Fox News. We report. You decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Kind of a temperature roller coaster this week. Lots of ups and downs. Today, sunshine and warmer after that cool start with a high around 61 this afternoon. Clear, chilly tonight, but not quite as cold, low 38. Tomorrow, turning colder again behind another front. Sunshine with a high around 53, low tomorrow night 28. Wednesday's high only 51 with sunshine. Then another brief rebound on Thursday with a high around 61 before it turns cooler again Friday. Our weather app keeps you on top of all these weather changes. It's free in the App Store with hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, access to all my videos and blogs, and more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Blue Haven Pools can show you how you can swim in virtually chemical-free bottled water. Save hundreds every month in maintenance costs. Call Blue Haven Pools today, 277-3100.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Here's a kind of an interesting story that popped up. Roy Moore is going to get a $135,000 pension from the RSA because of his time as a Chief Justice.
The Retirement Systems of Alabama Board approved a $135,000 a year pension for U.S. Senate candidate Roy Moore at its regular meeting yesterday. It's a move that's catching a lot of attention, but it's not unusual. Here's a breakdown of the board's decision. State law says judges who have served at least 10 years are entitled to 75% of their salary if they retire at the age of 70, which is exactly what then Chief Justice Moore did last spring when he announced his run for the Senate seat. There's a formula to calculate the payments. As a point of reference, Governor Kay Ivey makes about $120,000 annually. Moore's $135,000 annual pension is close to the $131,000 that former EMA Director Art Faulkner made in his last year. State law says a judge's suspension does not have any bearing on their retirement payout. We've learned Moore's staff reached out to state officials months before his 2016 suspension to find out when he would reach eligibility. The RSA board has no authority to reject or change a judge's pension, only to put it into their list of retirees as a formality. You can read more right now on this pension on the WSFA 12 News app. This is unrelated to Moore's pension, but it is worth mentioning. The board debated a proposal to hire outside counsel to help write a new code of ethics. The board did not approve that move. RSA's general counsel, Laura Canary, says adding another legal voice to the mix could weaken the RSA's position in court if the two disagreed. The RSA is the primary lender for Raycom Media, the owner of WSFA.
Tell me that is kind of interesting that they did this, but $135,000 pension, pretty good, particularly when you add a senator's salary on top of that. And then I believe he's got a VA pension, too, that's there from his military service. This is, and I wonder how the probate judge piece of that works, in that I guess you add those years to your retirement, to your number of years served in the Supreme Court.
Not to mention millions found in a nonprofit.
Yes, and his own private jet.
None of that went into any overhead or paying employees. It all went into his pocket.
It
yeah, right.
It really is amazing. And what he did is he borrowed money from he had loaned money to the foundation and he took it back out
right
when he got it started. You know, talk about a guy that's easily maligned. Roy Moore is going to be, you know, when they were talking, Major Garrett was talking with John Dickerson and things, the dynamic is going to be very interesting to watch of how Roy Moore dances with the other senators. Is he going to be
yes.
like the, you know, the plague showing up there and everybody runs, or are they going to do things to kind of get him involved? You and I heard the discussion with Bill Armistead talking about that Jim DeMint, who we have a tremendous amount of respect for. We've had him on the show, met him. He did the event up in Birmingham 4 years ago. Love his book, by the way. that he is going to be helping the Moore Transition Group to come up with good conservative staff members. Now, Roy Moore has got some great conservative people around him, Ben Dupree being one of them, and Bill Armistead and others that are around him. But you have to, it's going to be an interesting dynamic to watch how everybody interacts here. And I think that Major Garrett is right on one thing. I think the size of the win is going to be important. I think if it's 8 points or higher, and or it's above 50%, then that's going to be a good thing for Roy Moore. And they're going to kind of say, okay, he's the real deal. Let's deal with this for a couple of years. And then the ethics committee would have to make a decision whether they're going to have an ethics hearing. And for the edification of the audience, you can do an ethics hearing and you can do it out front with everybody, or you can do it closed door because reputations are there. And I would think that what the Republicans would want to do is do it closed door, unless they're going to try to drum him out of office by putting too much pressure on him, by having too many things exposed out there. Because I think what's going to happen is the girls that he was dating that were 17 or 18 years old, I mean, she said, yeah, look, I met him, he spoke at my high school, and we started going out, and we were dating for several months. And, you know, willingly kissed him and this kind of stuff. And I think he's got the ability to walk that back, but he did say pretty emphatically, you know, I don't know any of those women, but then he changed that to the ones that were accusing him of something wrong.
Now, do you think when he gets up there, are there players up there, I'll put this as best I can, who would actively try to tempt Roy Moore and embarrass him? Essentially try to get him to accept some deal that could be used against him. All sorts of, I'm thinking of all sorts of things in terms of temptations. Are there people out there who would
be more specific in the temptation?
Could somebody have a woman come on to him purposely in order to catch him? Could you get people trying to craft some deal that would be underhanded, trying to catch him involved in something?
I think that for both of those issues, I think his radar is going to be so super sensitive, and I think Kayla is going to be very involved in the whole thing, and I think she'll probably be part of the operational things.
That's wise.
And that would be wise. I mean, Kayla, by her own right, is a very, handles herself very well. And if you bring the right people, you know, say, hypothetically, let's say, you know, Ben Dupree is chief of staff and up at the, you know, in Washington, or Bill Armistead, even better still. I think Bill has a big impact here in Alabama because he knows so many people in Alabama, and he knows who all the players are, and he knows who these congressional people are, and he can talk to them.
Right, and you anticipated my next level, and not just sort of a cynical play, but he really does need people who are loyal to him around him staffing his office, or you're going to get what Trump has dealt with for now a year.
Right, and you can, there's a lot of talent that's in Alabama, a lot of talent, and there are a lot of talent that around the country that could help Roy Moore out. I mean, we would fly over to San Antonio, for example, and it was amazing the number of people who would come out and that were major players, big-time folks that can help him out. Let's go to the phones and go to David. David, I'm sorry to keep you on hold for so long.
Hey, Dan, this is Doug Jones.
David, how are you?
I like to hunt and shoot guns. I got a big gun. You want me to show it to you? Those commercials, absolutely.
Oh, man, I know. And wait, I understand, and I think, do you see tomorrow's commercials in there?
No.
I think there's a new one that's coming out by Doug Jones tomorrow.
I can't go that far into the future on this thing.
Hey, I was watching one of the Talking Head shows yesterday. I think it was on MSNBC. And they had a Democratic strategist on there who basically admitted that the Democrats would have to have literally a historical turnout for Doug Jones to have a chance. So I'm kind of like reading these latest polls that are saying he's up by 10 points with a lot of skepticism.
Oh, yeah, definitely do that. Emerson just came out with a poll and has Roy Moore up by 10 points. I mean, that Fox poll, because I've tracked the Fox poll, is very inaccurate. Whoever is doing their polling hadn't come close to getting it right.
Now, for me, the biggest story that's going to come out of this, and I know it won't be a big story in terms of national news, is how many people stay home. What are we talking, 70% of likely or registered voters will stay home? I mean, what will the turnout rate be, 20%, 30%?
John Merrill says 25%, and that's actually, you know, Doug Jones, if the 400,000 people that came out and voted for the person who was running against Robert Bentley came out, they could win, but they're not going to come out. There's not a mechanism to get them out. That's the problem.
Yeah. And in a special election, especially, if you get 25% turnout, that's historical.
Yeah. There are a couple of dynamics. You've got the John Knight Senate seat 26. That's going to be bringing some people out, and that would lean Democrat. And then you have another special election that's happening up in North Alabama. I don't know that much about that race, but, you know, the more people are going to show up, they're going to show up. The question is, can they get black Alabama Democrats to show up in big numbers?
Yeah, which I think probably, again, historically, especially in special elections, that hadn't happened. So I think it would be a historical event if Doug Jones did beat Roy Moore.
I'm going to be looking, when I go around to the polls tomorrow, I'm going to be looking for several things. Are there vans picking up people and dropping them off at the polling place and waiting for them to finish voting and taking them back? Is there a big van operation? That's what we saw in 2008 with Barack Obama in the general election. They had probably the very best voter turnout I had seen in a long time. And that was impressive.
Yeah. What was the percentage for that turnout? Do you know?
I do not remember, but it was big.
It was big. Yeah, I remember that. I didn't know if it was, you know, it probably was historical then for that turnout for Alabama. Man. So, anyway, have a good day, Dan.
Thanks, David. And the other thing that's going to be, and I'm going to be watching how the talking heads are going to be handling this, particularly Morning Joe, because Morning Joe was just, I mean, this guy takes like negative pills every single morning. But what will this have as far as the impact on the Democrats' party in the state of Alabama? Sue Bell Cobb is going to be running for governor. But if she looks at these numbers, and these numbers look kind of the way I think they're going to look, she may have to say, man, I don't know. I mean, how do you win if you can't win in this situation? News Talk 93.1, the MR Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
In our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
David Ernest and Ernest Financial can help you with your retirement plans.
I've been in business over 30 years, and most of my clients love the concept of never being able to lose money and always have the money that they've made.
David Ernest has good advice on starting your retirement plans.
There's ways to take that 401k, that IRA, or the situation that you're in, and put it somewhere where if something goes wrong, you're still in good shape.
David Ernest is really different.
When the crowd is going in one direction, I like to go in the opposite direction because statistically it shows that that's usually the best direction to go.
The website retirewithernest.com has lots of very useful information.
Read about my biography, read about the ways that we invest money, and then you'll have a more clear picture of what it's all about.
Do things differently. Get in touch with David Ernest. Non-traditional retirement, yet your money is protected. Go to retirewithearnest.com and get started now.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Seven 2-9-2-2-8, that's where we are. I'm falling more in love with you, girl. Oh, what is this magic spell that you put on me so well? You know, Cory Booker, wanted his stuff. And I'm not sure if they have, and here's a way to measure this. If you're bringing Cory Booker and you have Terry Sewell and Doug Jones, and Joey, if you look at the site, look at the picture, notice how tight the shot is on it?
I learned this trick when we had Gingrich in town.
Mm.
Yeah, you take a space in order to fill up the space. Rand Paul did this, too, on his presidential announcement. You get a hall where it's tight, and say you only have 100 people, it makes it, on a tight shot, look like a thousands, if not more, and you get that sound when you're in an enclosed space.
Well, but see, on that one, that's so bad that they're only going two people deep,
right,
versus channeling people into a 40-foot area. So that camera is fairly close. You can tell by looking at the wide shot on it and how clean it is. So if you're not able to turn out a crowd for Cory Booker, then you don't have a turnout mechanism that's out there.
And that's what I'm going to, the 75% of people who are going to stay home. Some folks just don't give a damn anymore, and that could be for whatever reason. Some folks might be lazy, but I think there are a lot of people, and it's hard to quantify, but there are a lot of people just disgusted with the whole process at this point. That's one thing I find that, oh, Joe, you're being cynical again, but when I talk about that, there are a lot of people who that resonates with. That they're just tired of the political process. It's some of that's what's propelled Trump. I mean,
absolutely. Well, this is what is going to be the big thing in the midterm election, is that what is your feeling towards your senator in particular, but really your member of Congress? And because if you get a lot of blowback from that, you're going to have some dead bodies out there, both Republican and Democrat. I think on the Senate side, I think it's going to be more Democrat. I think I think they want to get rid of Donnelly in Indiana and Hempstead or whatever her name is from North Dakota.
Now, do you think it would have been smarter for the Jones campaign to run more of a campaign that here's why Doug Jones is awesome, here's why Doug Jones is the man? Oh, and by the way, Roy Moore has all these problems.
Well, if you remember, they tried that at first, but they didn't. The problem is, when you listen to them, whoever was writing it was a Democrat from another area. And because of the things that he was saying, people would go, ooh, I don't want that Democrat out here. Because it's awesome to a Eastern Democrat. And he clearly has got an outside big Washington, D.C. firm that's doing this.
Right.
And they're not, I mean, think of the states that are out there on a statewide basis that are Republican, that are Democrat in the South, where you have to talk a certain language. They're very few.
Well, and I'd imagine there are some really smart political players who call Alabama their home, who are just shaking their heads going, what are you guys doing?
I mean, so what happens is you get somebody who ain't from here, and you're writing an ad that represents where you are. I mean, think, no Kentucky, no Tennessee, no Alabama, no Mississippi, no Louisiana, not Texas. You have one in Florida, no Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina has a governor, but that's because of a special election and a guy who screwed up.
Yep.
But that wasn't because of saying all the right things. Let's go to Bill. Bill, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
Joey. I'm great. So what is your prediction for the election tomorrow with Roy Moore?
I think he's going to win.
I'm a little concerned myself. I kept waiting all weekend for him to just kind of blow things out of the water. And I think he did come out with one new commercial.
You're talking about Roy Moore?
Roy Moore, yes, sir.
Yeah, he's, I don't know, I mean, he is running commercials like crazy. And he's particularly doing it on talk radio. He's doing it on radio.
Yeah. Well, on TV, I think I see a lot more of Jones commercials than I do of Roy Moore. And I really thought right before the election that Roy Moore would dump a lot of new stuff out there, and it hadn't happened. So I'm a little concerned. I could see if it's a super low turnout with some of the other races and stuff that are going on, I could see more getting beat.
No, if it's a super low turnout, then that is definitely to the advantage of the Democrats. Well, if the Republicans are super low, is to the advantage of the Democrats.
Yeah, and that's what I'm afraid of. I think, you know, but most people have heard this crap to a nauseam now, and they just are fed up with it. And I'm afraid that's going to tank the election.
Well, don't be so pessimistic, Bill.
Well, I'm trying hard not to be, but there's also a tendency of people to, you know, when they get frustrated and with stuff, they just turn it loose and they don't pay attention to it after that. So it's going to be interesting. I mean, Roy Moore is definitely my guy. Stuff that came out on him, I'm like, hey, yeah, well, why'd you wait 40 years? That don't make any sense to me. But other people are saying, you know, I don't want a pedophile as a senator. Well, he's not a pedophile. Nothing's been proven. He ain't been charged.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And the question is the person who said that to you, what is the likelihood of them voting?
Yeah, that's a good point. But that goes back to, you know, if there's a super low turnout, it's going to probably be the Republicans that stay home, not the Democrats, because of some of the other races. What do you think about Shelby coming out and saying he wouldn't vote for Moore?
I think that he is in the, I have nothing to lose, I'm not going to run for re-election, and I can be the gallant man type thing and do what's right.
But that is just, I don't know, that to me was really frustrating that he came out and said that. You know, if he really feels that way, you're still a Republican, keep your mouth shut. You got nothing to gain by bad-mouthing a constituent, and that's basically what he did. Yeah, why didn't he give us the name to write in? He did everything else to hurt more. So, I don't know. That left a really sour taste in my mouth toward him. But, you know, like you said, he's not running for re-election, so he's got...
Well,
he's
probably not going to run for re-election. I think I'm up against the top of the hour break, am I? Bill, always appreciate it. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back after our top of the hour break with the final hour. Oh, Brubaker Motors, Eastern Bypass, Bravo location. Sponsor of this hour, the Dan Moore Show. That's why I had a minute extra. Come on, see Dick Brubaker, Don Wicker. Tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener. Saw Dick at church yesterday. He said, we have got 2017s, and we're ready to deal. So go out and see them. See what they've got. Take advantage of this. This is your gain in this, because he needs to sell those cars. Dan Moore Show, Brubaker Motors, Prattville, Eastern Bypass location. We'll be back.